Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks again for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
A year-long study to identify U.S. pork industry gaps in biosecurity defenses against foreign animal disease has been completed. First of all, what was the purpose of the investigation, and by whom was it conducted?
Well, the pork industry in the U.S. talks about foreign animal diseases, and certainly African swine fever is at the top of the list right now as far as interest, but there's also classical swine fever and foot and mouth disease. And as we look at those, the issue that was brought up was, are we sure that we have identified all of the different ways that any of these viruses may gain entry into the U.S.? The real issue here is to make sure that we know the windows that are possible to have open so we can do everything we can do to close them. It was a tough lesson when we got porcine epidemic diarrhea, PED, and we couldn't tell how that got into the country. Certainly there was a window that was open there, and that's not of the same level of ASF, CSF, and foot and mouth disease, but that was an important production disease, and there was a window that was open there, allowing entry into the U.S. We wanted to make sure that we were aware of all of the different pathways that are possible, and in order to do that, rather than us sit around and talk about it and think that we've got everything covered, we went to EPICS Analytics, and that's an internationally known risk assessment group that has an office in Fort Collins, Colorado. They are experts in epidemiology. They're experts in risk assessment. They're experts in identifying these kinds of pathways. So we wanted a third party look. So we weren't too myopic in the way that we look at things and think that we've got everything covered, but we're only looking at it through our lens. We wanted somebody else to take a look at the different pathways of entry that are possible and make sure that we have done our best job in trying to identify everything so we can make sure that those are closed.
What was looked at and evaluated and why, and how was that information actually gathered?
So, this group went, started with the literature reviews. They talked to people in the industry. They talked to USDA. They did a wide survey of different pathways, especially a lot of things were identified in the international literature about pathways of entry. And then they put some real world perception to that and some real world context to that by having an advisory group of people that were familiar, that are very familiar and experts in the U.S. pork industry. Put that advisory group and talk to them. Here's what the kind of things we found. What do you think about this? Are we missing something? How does this work? And then they started with a comprehensive look at not just the pathway itself. So for example, not just, perhaps contaminated meat products that are unknowingly carried into the country in suitcases from people traveling into the country, into the U.S. and through Customs and Border Protection and not being detected. It's not just them getting into the country, but it's also a look at what kind of interventions are in place in the U.S. to put hurdles between that entry pathway and actually getting to pigs. Are there regulatory, are there voluntary, are there programs that would be a hurdle for that potential contamination, that potential virus to actually get to a pig? And then what is the likelihood of actually becoming infected should it get into the pigs? So it's really a comprehensive look, not just the pathway of entry itself, but also all the way to the pig itself. And so they looked at things, for example, like feed introduction, illegal and legal importation of meat products, a variety of different fomites or ways to carry viruses and different pathogens into the country, and tried to do a holistic look at those risks. One of the things that we found was that there really were very little surprises, which I think is a good thing in that we've been focusing on probably the right things. The challenge with that is that I wish they would have come up with something we hadn't thought about, because I'm not always confident that we know exactly every different pathway. But these folks are experts in that, and having a good third-party look at it certainly gives us some confidence that we're working in the right areas.
What is the significance of these findings, and what do they suggest in terms of action moving forward or focus?
You know, one of the things that was identified as a potential, real potential risk is the introduction of contaminated feed products. And that's not so much because it's the most likely risk that we have, but it's one that is probably a more of a direct pipeline to our pigs. So if a contaminated feed product comes in, which again is probably one of the lesser risks, but it's still there, it's still very real. If it comes in the feed, it will be fed to pigs and that will cause an infection. So the actionables are to look at all of these different types of pathways that they've identified, and to try to bolster those that have less hurdles or less controls over them. For example, one of the things that example for feed ingredients, there's voluntary programs, different voluntary programs within the U.S. about how to handle feed and feed components that are imported, but there's really not any consolidated way to do that. Certainly not any regulatory way to do it. And we're looking at voluntary industry programs that may consolidate and may capture all of those different things that are happening out in the countryside, with the hope that doing so will give some uniformity to those types of programs, and that uniformity will lead to more effectiveness. So those are the types of actionables. The actionable really is, for a variety of these things, we're not done with any of them. We're better now than we were. We're not as good as we're going to be. And the actionable is continued improvement in all of these areas. And I think that's the real message for this risk assessment and this effort to look at national biosecurity.
What do pork producers need to be thinking about moving forward?
I think one of the most important points here is to not look at national biosecurity as something that is outside of the scope of the farm. When you talk about national biosecurity and USDA and Customs and Border Protection and all of these agencies and all of these things that are happening, it really comes down to also what are the actionables on the farm, because we know that those big border protection agencies are not going to catch everything. And one of the most important pieces of this is to point out the partnership of the farm and the biosecurity on the farm with this national biosecurity effort. That if a virus, for example, ASF, African swine fever, gets through that national biosecurity screen or fence on the edges of the border, it doesn't cause an infection if it doesn't get to pigs. And that's really where the on-farm biosecurity goes. So one of the big messages is I don't want people to think that this big national biosecurity project answers all the questions and it's somebody else's deal with it. It is really a partnership with the federal, state, and industry folks together to make sure that we keep those things away from our pigs and out of the country.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think one of the other things that this whole thing points out, Bruce, is that these issues are all part of the North American system. It's not necessarily just a U.S. pathway. It can very well be a Canadian pathway as well. And we're hopeful that in North America, we can, all of the countries, the three countries in North America can use this information, make each of us better because it's a good partnership, as well as it may help inform other countries around the world too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce. It's good to talk with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.